The primary location started up on Burnham Street. When they got a little bigger, they decided to buy this location on Darcy Street. And over the years, with our technology, we actually built a plant in 2008 in Codrington. And we've got now three facilities. The one on Darcy Street does most of the manufacturing. The location north of Brighton does our more technologically focused proprietary work. And we've got the warehouse still up on Burnham Street that we rent, and it's more for storage. In a refinery plant, whether it's refining zinc or refining copper, electricity is the biggest expenditure of that plant. We've got a technology that explosion bonds two dissimilar metals, basically turning it into one metal. So electricity going through the head bar of the cathode, there's virtually no resistance whatsoever. So that reduces the refinery's electricity costs, overall overhead. It allows them to plate zinc or copper a little more quickly. So that's the main crux of Limpac's technology, and that was the start of the business. Back 50 years ago, refineries would have a copper contact screwed into aluminum bar, and you can just imagine how much electrical resistance was in between those two interfaces. And the other thing was that the copper tip would fall off, or you know, it just make it maintenance wise was crazy. So the gentleman that developed this explosion bonding technology took it up to Hudson Bay Mining, and that was basically one of our first customers. They did see the advantage over months with our technology. So it's kind of spawned from that. Obviously, we're constantly working on technology, R&D, to make a cathode last as long as it possibly can for our customer. The stainless steel cathodes that are used for copper refineries, they are very long-lasting. They use a stainless steel sheet, whereas the zinc refining use the aluminum sheet. So obviously it's a lot more expensive, the cathode, but it does last a lot longer as well. We have internally developed a stainless steel weld cell that has four or five different functions within the cell that allows not as much manual handling of the pieces of inventory, and allows us to be more competitive on that side. And you know what, we're very, very focused on quality as well. So there's a lot of hands-on with our QA people, and a lot of the process steps are manual as well. There's a certain point where you don't want to get running along and have something go wrong in the process, and you're too late to the metals that we buy are too expensive to make mistakes and find them out after the fact. We are involved with the NMA, who have quite a few manufacturers involved in their membership, and you are able to use bounce things off of different manufacturers in the community. If you have a question, if it's a technology thing, it's nice to have that backing and that community support. And I think that most people don't know when they drive by what we do and where we sell product. We are the Cadillac of cathodes in the world, and it's kind of neat coming from a town the size of Cobourg. We've got local employees. We try to keep things as local as possible when actually putting the product together.